B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE and Team USA. Our shot putter, Peyton, he didn't win any medals. But he did put gold on his girlfriend's finger. He proposed in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Aww.
I was waiting for something like that. Being in Paris, someone was going to go really romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Nice gesture.
Like, while you're there, you might as well.
I know.
It's like a twofer.
Okay.
I mean, we're here in the city of love.
Mm-hmm.
Just makes sense.
I could see him. And look, he's a big guy. Shot putters are those big guys. I like them. Big, happy, husky, muscular guys there. And he drops down. I could just picture him going, honey, I didn't win a medal, but I got you gold, and that's all that matters. Slipped on a ring. Mm-hmm. Romance. Look at Hope. I wish that would happen to me.
I love a good love story, okay?
Yes.
How can you not?
And there's nothing wrong with that. And it got me thinking, is there a spot in the world, a landmark, that you would ultimately love to be proposed to?
I can choose from the whole world.
The whole world. Why not go big? You know what I mean? This shot putter took advantage of being there for the
Olympics. Can I choose the moon?
Yes, the world, Hope. Somewhere on the world.
The moon.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, so I have the whole world to choose from.
Yes.
But honestly, what comes to mind is right here in Western New York. Eternal Flames Falls. Just think, like, the fire is burning forever, like, encompassing your eternal love together. It's right here. You could go back and visit. So I think that would be, in the entire world, I still think that would be the most romantic place.
That's cool.
Yeah. On the Donut Slide text line, Sarah says, how about Montreal? It's big for romance. That's right around the corner. Do you have one spot that you think?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I'm a little off-center, so I'm not... My dream proposal would have been Stonehenge.
Ah, that's right. You're big into that.
Okay, I love Stonehenge. I think it's so magical. And
let me find my shocked face. Her desktop background on her computer is Stonehenge. And throughout the year, it changes seasons, whether it's sunrise, sunset, regular day of Stonehenge.
Before we're here and long after we're gone, isn't there something romantic about that? The history of it? That we're just a speck in the whole story?
Wow.
Come on.
We just went deep there. I think we lost the romance, but...
No, that is romantic.
Yeah. This eternality of Stonehenge being there, and it will still be there long after, just like the love between the two people will never... fade away.
Okay.
You only have one go around, and I choose to do it with you.
How about you and Steve? Go then renew your vows.
That would be great. Instead, he proposed at a Holiday Inn Express. So.
Was that the one with the jacuzzi in the
room? Yeah.
Steve's a classy guy. He really
sure is. He sure is.